Gittin Perk Dalid Mishnah, base 2-4, the Mishnah continues to discuss things on which one may write a get. It says, Ein kosvin b'muchubar l'karka. One may not write a get on something which is still attached to the ground, like, for example, that olive leaf while it was still attached to the tree. And the reason why, as we said before, because the pasuk says, V'kasav la sefer krisos v'nasam b'yada. You'll write this bill of severance and put it in her hand, but what you understand that it has to be that immediately upon its completion of writing, it can be handed over to her without another intermediate step, i.e. the cutting off the tree, etc. Kasvo b'mechubar, says the Mishnah, if one wrote it on someone which is attached to the ground, and then talasho v'chasamo, and then one detached it, and I'll translate assigned it, v'nasno la, and then he gives it to the wife, kasher. That is valid. Now, obviously, this part of the Mishnah contradicts what we said before. We just said you can't write it. Now you're saying you can write it on something which is attached to the ground. So the Mishnah explains what we're talking about here is there are two parts to the get. We said this before. The first part is called the toref, and that has the specifics regarding his name and her name, etc. And the second is the tofes. That is the standard form, which is the legal yada yada, which appears equally as sort of a boilerplate on all gittin. So the meaning of this Mishnah is, if one wrote the second part first on, let's say, the leaf, which is still attached to the tree, leaving space for the toref, but he wrote the tofes, and then he detaches it, and then he fills in the essential parts called the toref, that reveal the details, so b'dieved, after the fact, that will be kosher. Now, the way to understand the word v'chasmo, which could mean it's signed, so There is that machlokas that pervades throughout the whole Masechta, like I said before. According to Reb Meir, it's the Edei Chasima, the witnesses who sign on the document, which are Karasi, which make it effective. And that would be then a simple reading of this Mishnah. However, we should learn the Mishnah like Rav Elazar. That's the Halacha, and that's ostensibly how the Mishnah here learns it. So when it says Chasmo, it doesn't mean, according to Rav Elazar and the Halacha, that it was signed, but actually was completed, meaning that the Torah was filled in. Why would that be called v'chasmo? So the same kind of way when we have the blessings in the Shemona Esrei, so each bracha ends with its chasima, which doesn't mean its signature, of course, it means its concluding essential bracha. So to hear the concluding essential part called the toref is what's added in, and then v'nasno, then he gives it to her, then it's kosher because at least b'dieved, although one started writing it improperly on the tree, since the get became a get while it was already detached, and then he handed it to her, and it's the handing over that's witnessed by two witnesses. It's those witnesses, the Ede Mesira, which are Karsi, the two witnesses who observe the get being handed to her, which effect the divorce. So therefore, at least b'dieved will be kosher. So l'chachila one couldn't, but b'dieved, if one started writing the toref, but then detached it before into the tofes, that would be acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't do that. Ad she tehei ksivaso v'chsimaso v'salosh. It has to be that it was written entirely, the ksiva meaning the tofes, and the chasiva meaning the toref, how we're learning it here, while it was detached from the tree. The reason why he says that's true even b'dieved is because if we let people start writing it while attached to the tree, in subsequent they'll mislearn it, and they will think it's also okay to write the toref while still attached to the tree, and that is not the case. So the halacha is l'charchila, one certainly should not write it while it's attached to the tree, but b'dieved, if one did write at least the toref while attached, and then detach it, and then wrote the tofes while it was still attached to the tree, and then detach it, and then wrote the toref, that would be a kosher get b'dieved. Revurba Mesera Omer, Ein Kosvin Lo Al Haniyar HaMachuk, V'lol HaDiftera, Mipnei Shehu Yachol His Dayef. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, one cannot write a get on a material which is easily lends itself to being forged, meaning that you could essentially erase some kind of conditions that had been put inside the get, and people wouldn't be able to tell that had been done. Same goes for the signatures. V'cham makshirim, the Chacham say, yes, you can. Now, the reason why is as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, he holds, like Rabbi Meir, that it's the Edei Chasima, the signatures that effectuate the get, that's put there by the witnesses, and therefore you have to make sure this get can't be forged. And if you write on a material which could be forged, you could erase things and then change them, and no one would know the difference. So then you would have an unreliable document that can't work. according to the Chachamim and the Halacha, it's the Eidei Mesira which are Karsin, like Rabbi Elazar. It's about witnessing the handing over of the get. And therefore, even if the get hypothetically had been tampered later on, that wouldn't necessarily make it invalid. Because if the woman has her get contested and she goes to Bez, then she can't just show the get anyways to prove she's divorced. She needs to find the witnesses and get them to corroborate that she received this get. That being the case, that's what she needs to worry about. And then there's just a question of the witnesses remembering any conditions that might have been in the get in the first place. As far as the technical words of the Mishnah, so niyar, although we always translate it as paper, like modern Hebrew, in the time of the Mishnah really meant something like papyrus, and machuk means that it had been erased before. So the idea is that in the time of Chazal, and really I think till quite recent times, people would not waste paper, they would even reuse it. So if this papyrus had writing on it, and you could scratch off and use it a second time, so that would be, that's what people did. But if it's niyar machuk, if it's seen, clearly it's had erasures done, so you can't tell when these erasures happened. Was it before or after the get was written? Has this get been altered? You just won't know. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, that's going to be a big problem because he needs the document stand in of itself because of the Eidei Chasima issue. Same goes with diphtera. Diphtera is a hide, an animal hide, that's not fully been processed. So when you take an animal hide, there are like three separate stages that go on to convert it from being just a raw hide off the back of an animal to being a cloth, a parchment. So in the first stage, when it's the first stage is called maliach, it's salted. So prior to salting, the hide's called just matzah, like the same word as like the matzah we eat on Pesach, which is used just for like, say like if you want to put like a weight to like a plummet, you know, for a weight, you want to protect it because the lead is soft, you put it in like a matzah. Then you do, after the salting maliach, it's called cheifa, which is the Mishnah and Shabbos talks about, like, you know, big enough to make a kamiya, some kind of amulet or something to protect whatever's inside, you know, the cloth that's inside. So you make the cheifa, and then after you take the cheifa and you do kamiyach, you like dry it out further in flour, so it becomes diphtera. Diphtera is still missing that third stage, but at that point, you could write a get if you wanted to. After diphtera comes the next stage called afitz, which you process it with like gallnut, and at that point it becomes like kind of shiny, and it's called klaf. At that point, you can't forge it anymore. It would be clear that it's smooth, and you've sort of scratching on it. And klaf, of course, is used for, you know, writing tefillin, mezuzahs, etc. Okay, so the point is diphtera can be altered, and that therefore is a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, not the Chacham, because they hold that it's all about Eidei Mesira. That being the case, while the Chacham would say this isn't just a machlokas that applies to Gittin, it could also apply to other shtaros that are for Kiyum as opposed to Birur. So same would go, of course, for a bill of emancipation, you know, the Shechrur, or even like if you're giving a gift of a piece of property to effect it. But even the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, that other kinds of contracts, you know, just like an IOU or just a deed to sell a building or something, that certainly could not be written on diphtera or niyar machuk, because those are subject to fraud. And then if you could forge the documents, then of course you couldn't use it for beer, you couldn't use it as evidence to confirm what the agreement was, and he says something which cannot be altered.